This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, once again, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that thought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delay.
Check them out at ReactiveGunworks.com. When I was a professional pipe hitter in the United States military, My range of weapons that I was allowed to carry and issued was narrow. As a matter of fact, I was issued three weapons through the entirety of my career, although I did qualify with others. Primarily was the M16, then later was the M60 and the 1911, the 45. And I carried these. And in the units in which I served, we were just beginning to get SAWs when I made it to Fort Campbell. And some people had Berettas for the sidearm. The rest of the stuff where you see a lot of MP5s and everything for short weapons and you know, short-barreled rifles and everything, in Europe, that was handled by the grease gun, the 45 caliber submachine gun that looked like a grease gun. And so there wasn't a lot of weapons available for us to try to figure out, hey, what's my preference? Now, when you ride around nowadays, you know, the natural inclination, and I'm as guilty as anybody. I'm as guilty as anybody of doing it. The natural inclination, if you're going to carry a gun, carry an AR. They're lightweight. They're good to go. I myself have 40 magazines that are already loaded and ready to go. You know, I've got 1,200 rounds on tap. Is that right? Yeah, that's 1,200 rounds. I've got 1,200 rounds loaded and ready to go with an additional 6,000 standing by. Well, what about other choices? As I'm aging, I'm beginning to sort of hanker to try something else, to have something else. Now, I'm not one that keeps a lot of guns. I've never been one that keeps a lot of guns. I like guns that I shoot. Tomorrow I'll be taking guns with me to shoot with Raven on the SWAT range. But, you know, I don't keep a lot of guns. But as far as a rifle is concerned, I've been thinking about a couple of things. First of all, I've been thinking about a lever action, whatever you want to call it. A lever action, maybe in 44 Magnum. I've been, you know, I'm familiar a little bit with the Marlin Model 1894 and the Browning Model 92. They both have receiver sights and the barrels cut to 16 inches, even cut down. They still hold 9 rounds of ammunition, and they're quite handy. Easy to load. They're not magazine fed, but they're easy to load. Another carbine that I've always liked and never owned one, but I've always wanted to try one just because I'm so much of an M1, M14 fan, is the Ruger Mini 14 or the Mini 30. It doesn't matter to me which one it is. They're both, as far as I'm concerned, they're both based upon the M1A. Now, the Mini 14, the Mini 30 has always had a good reputation for reliability. But some have felt the Ruger was not as accurate as it should have been. everybody I've ever known that owned them, liked them, and could shoot them, you know. I've also known people that wanted the 30 carbine, the M1 carbine in 30 caliber. As a matter of fact, my last first sergeant got one of those right when I got out, and we used to reload his 30 caliber rounds before I got out of the military. So, you know, those kind of things, the M1 carbine was meant to replace the 1911. So, you know, looking at these guns, I don't know what I'm going to do. I may get both a lever action and a Ruger Mini something. Probably, I'd probably go with a Mini 30, though. Simply because 5.56, I've got it covered. I've got it covered. 308, I'm a big 308 fan. And, you know, only certain guns am I going to carry in the 308, and only in certain configurations. I'm not a big AR-10 fan. I have not yet shot the SCAR. I don't know what happens if I shoot the SCAR, because the SCAR is a $3,000 rifle in its base configuration. And if I shoot the SCAR and I like the SCAR, then I'm going to be looking at a lot of things saying, how many of those do I have to sell to buy a SCAR? So I'm very happy with the M1 platform. Thank you. There's a couple of things about the, you know, first glance at the Ruger Minis. I don't care for those little wing protector thingies on either side of the front sight. They can mess you up. No matter how operative they look, they can mess you up if you have to make a quick snapshot. I can look at that and tell you that. Friend of mine working for a federal agency got one of those things in the center of his peep sight instead of on the front sight and missed a quick shot during a serious episode. So, you know, if it happens in those kind of situations, what's it going to do with me when I'm throwing it around in the back of a car in a bag? You can, of course, if you know people that know how to, you know, fabricate things, you can break the little wing thingies off. But I don't like to mess with certain things, so I don't want to get in there. Unless I can replace the entire part, I just don't like it. Some people think it's a very un-American thing to do, start tearing things off of that gun. At any rate, I'm just looking for something a little different. Maybe something to augment my AR, something to augment my M1A, something a little different. Now, one thing that is real, I have all of a sudden, for some reason, I've been wanting to get into the outdoors again. And I know, I know just as sure as I'm standing here that if I take off into the wilderness, in an area where I can carry a gun, but I'm carrying an AR or a M1A, that's going to raise some eyebrows. So maybe the lever action would be the way to go. And that means getting a lever action in the right caliber, and then training with the lever action in the right caliber, and then getting out there and experiencing the lever action. You know, I don't know that the Mini... I might would take a Mini to that. I don't know how a Mini would be if an M1A. Well, my M1A sort of looks evil, though. A Mini would look okay, I think. I think a Mini would look okay. These things that I'm talking about, this, you know, these are just some of the many, many carbines out there that would give you excellent service as a house gun or a car gun. And, you know, I'd be interested for your input, which you can send to me at bill@lockandloadradio.com. What would your recommendation be? I'm going into uncharted territory for me. Most of the weapons I've ever fired, especially in long guns, have been military. Military derivatives or something like that. So I'm not very well versed on some of these things, and I want to try them. So should I go lever action or Ruger Mini 14, Mini 30? Yeah, I'm leaning lever action. No, I don't want to get a flintlock. I'm not getting a flintlock. I don't want to go back so far. We'll be right back.
education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You know about RVs. You've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation. And man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Is there a difference in body armor? You bet. Quality, warranty, price. Get it all from Patriot Armor. Veteran-owned and operated, Patriot Armor plates are made in America. Max-tested, independent lab certified. Come in many options and protection levels with a lifetime warranty on our steel armor plates and Viper plate carriers. Plus, industry-leading prices starting at just $149.99. Click PatriotArmorDefense.com. That's PatriotArmorDefense.com. Or call 727-280-7146. When your life depends on it, trust no other. Patriot Armor.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delay.
Check them out. Reactive Gunworks, where stuff that you would never even imagine sees light of day is in stock. We're going to do a little deconstruction concerning Georgia Governor Nathan Deal, simply because the gun grabbers have been really enjoying this Republican. His veto of the campus carry legislation this past Tuesday. This was Bill HB 859. It would have allowed license holders to carry handguns on all public college or university campuses and buildings, except structures used for student housing or sporting events. Pretty significant carve-out. The Republican leader argued that colleges have been treated as sanctuaries of learning where firearms have not been allowed, and to depart from such time-honored protection should require overwhelming justification. He said, "I do not find that such justification exists." Deal urged lawmakers to pass restrictions to the bill, expressing concern at the lack of consideration toward children in on-campus daycares, high school students taking college-level courses, and students attending disciplinary hearings. Members of the General Assembly refused to follow up on his suggestions. Deal referenced a U.S. Supreme Court case in his lengthy remarks, quoting the late Justice Antonin Scalia, which was the lowest of the low. "Nothing, in our opinion, should be taken to cast doubt on laws forbidding the carrying of firearms in sensitive places such as schools and government buildings." Then he went back two centuries to cite the 1824 Board of Visitors meeting at the University of Virginia, saying it was perhaps the most enlightening evidence supporting the prohibition of guns on college campuses. Jefferson and Madison were in attendance that day. Chancellor Hank M. Huckabee told the House Judiciary Committee the proposal would only complicate matters for campus police. Once again, why do we have campus police? Why? He said, "Our campus police officers will tell you that allowing students to have firearms on campus makes their job extremely challenging, particularly if an extreme emergency were to occur." How does it make it challenging? You go to where the shooting is. That's the challenge. Going to where the shooting is and, you know, dealing with it. Something called the system issued a statement following news of the veto. "The vast majority of our faculty, staff, parents, and students are concerned about firearms on campus. As leaders of the university system of Georgia, we must provide the highest levels of safety and security to the 318,000 students we serve." Tell that to Amanda Collins. Does that name ring any bells with anybody? Amanda Collins was a student at the University of Nevada, Reno. She was going to class in the evening to take her test. She went with a group of students. She came out with a group of students. And when she was headed to where her car was parked, she was attacked by a serial rapist. From where she was laying underneath a phone to call the cops, one of the cop phone boxes, and she could see the campus police station from where she was. However, here's the thing about the campus police station then. They were all off for the evening. It was closed. You see, they had hours of operation. Now, I don't know if in Georgia the campus police are 24 hours a day or if they have hours of operation. I do not know. They may be 24 hours a day. I don't know. But the campus, she did everything right. And Amanda Collins was a concealed carrier. She had a valid concealed carry permit at the time. But because she was in a gun-free zone, a parking lot at a college, she couldn't carry her gun. So being the law-abiding citizen she was, and she was raped by a serial rapist. She has testified on more than enough time, more than once anyway, that I'm aware of. Now, she was also a black belt in Taekwondo. So she, you know, she had this sense of physical awareness of herself. And she believes that she could have brought her weapon to bear on that guy. She, you know, she would have been tackled. Everything would have started. But the thing that was important about this revelation, is that this serial rapist went on and graduated. He went on to rape two more women and murdered one later. So she would have been able to save a life if she'd been able to end his, and she would have done it. But, you know, that's one instance of the campus police I know about. I don't know how well they're trained. They're certainly not trained to the degree of the cops I know. I mean, all the cops that I know, the few that I do know, but I mean the ones that I know, they, you know, they look like normal people until their hand goes to their weapon, and then I see something different. I see competence there. I see confidence there. And getting out there and say, and getting out there and saying it makes it harder for the campus. This is the same argument they use when they're trying to say, well, we shouldn't have concealed carry in South Carolina. It's going to make the job harder for the police. No, it won't. The bad guys will be killing people. The good guys may be shooting back, but they'll be able to tell the good guys from the bad guys. They will. They're smart enough. They are smart enough. This decision that Deal threw out there was met with disappointment from conservatives and gun rights lobbyists. Speaker of Georgia House of Representatives David Ralston released a written response to the governor's decision. At a time when our Second Amendment rights are under attack, I believe and still believe that it is very important that we do all that is necessary and proper to strengthen our constitutional protections. Georgians should not be required to give up their constitutional rights when they set foot on a college campus. The NRA said it was thankful to Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle and the legislators who worked to protect law-abiding citizens' constitutional right to self-defense on campus. Senate Minority Leader Steve Hansen said, I commend the governor for vetoing the bill. We pointed out many flaws in this piece of legislation during the session and hope this will put the matter to rest, as in, never bring it up again, but you're in the minority, so shut up. Then Moms Demand Action leader Lindsay Donovan, she had to get in there and add her 2 cents. This veto is thanks to thousands of Georgians who have spoken out and rallied against guns in campus. The leadership is shown by Governor Deal with this veto that should stand as proof to other elected officials that this is not a partisan issue and that they, too, can stand up to the gun lobby. I'm thrilled that our voices were heard and that the will of the gun lobby no longer goes unchecked in the state of Georgia. I pray these young ladies going to these schools don't get raped and murdered. Going to college, the first 15 weeks of being a freshman in college is a very dangerous time. And there's not going to be any guns in Georgia. You guys win, Moms Demand Attention. Now shut up. You can answer the cries when they come to you. We'll be right back.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solution. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that take the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained. No more waiting for the build or availability. Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Indeed, check them out at ReactiveGunworks.com. I'm going to tell you what I think is the problem with politics today. I think the problem with politics today that we as conservatives, Republicans, Christians, veterans, sheepdogs, we've lost our confidence in our elected leaders, in the ones that are supposed to govern by the consent of the governed. We've come to understand that they don't really believe that part of it. And because of that, we don't trust them. We don't trust them. Too many instances they've gotten out and said a bunch of... First of all, most of the promises they make are gobbledygook. The last time I saw a politician execute on a promise was the contract with America. And it was doomed from the start. And, nobody thought about that at the time. Everybody just thought, well, Newt Gingrich, he's got this contract with America, we'll go for it. And it was doomed because it had to go through Bill Clinton. He had to sign off on it. And then at some point after he got the contract with America, Clinton either came down or Gingrich met him halfway there, and they started working together because apparently, they felt it was for the good of the country or something. One of the reasons that I don't run for office is twofold. I've seen some pretty good guys go into government, some people of conviction. And I've seen, I don't know if it's because they're seduced by the power or if they're worn down by the constant grinding that goes on there where nothing is getting done except the tectonic plates shift. And the longer a politician stays, when a politician goes, like Dave Brat, when Dave Brat deposed Eric Cantor in his race, I'm sure Dave Brat is one of the most Republicans you'll find there. Straight out of Lincoln's handbook. He is a Republican, oh my gosh. And he will continue to be. But then you got Republicans like Trey Gowdy, who went to Trey Gowdy is a congressman here out of South Carolina. He went to Congress full of fire. And to a certain degree, you still see some spurts of that fire. But he's like a flamethrower that's running out of gas. You just see spurts of flame coming instead of a steady stream of absolute hell being trained at liberalism anymore. In his case, I think it turned out to be that it's just worn him down. So others, like Lindsey Graham, they get seduced by the power. And with the ones that get seduced by the power, the problem that I have with these guys is I begin to see very little difference between a Republican and a Democrat. These guys don't believe that the country is actually in duress. These guys in the Senate do not believe the country is in duress. The people at the National Review online don't believe the country is in duress. Even Thomas Sowell is out there talking about having a third party candidate come in there and just take away enough of the majority to where it's thrown to Congress in order to save the Union. As if any of us know what's going to happen next after the election. We don't know. We don't know. Here in my state, right? Here in my state, Governor Nikki Haley decided she was going to back Rubio, which was a bad move. He wasn't polling good to begin with. Trey Gowdy backed Rubio. Senator Tim Scott backed Rubio. A lot of people backed Rubio, and of course, we turned out to be losers. Those that backed him turned out to be losers because Rubio not only didn't get the nomination, he's not even running for re-election to the Senate. He's out of politics. I don't know what he's going to be next. So, you know, and when Haley's a great example. When Haley was voted into office, I went to a bunch of parties downstate, I in the middle of the state. I saw all the hope. I saw all of the expectation. She showed up at some of these events, and she was just, you know, gushing patriotism, saying the right things, doing the right things. And now that she's in office, she's turned out to be a gigantic zero. They were talking about her like she's vice president material. How or why would she be vice president material when she's done nothing? She's accomplished being reelected. She's accomplished being elected in the first place. And she's allowed herself to be pushed around by the General Assembly. She never did anything to make the party coalesce. In the first go-round, she allowed, she didn't allow it, but I mean, she knew what was happening. First guy that was elected to Lieutenant Governor, Ken Ard, was forced to resign because of all of the stuff all the laws he'd broken. I don't know who, I think there for a while, Leatherman was the Lieutenant Governor. I think now Henry McMaster is who was once the Attorney General, and he's older than dirt. For some reason, we like old men to run the country. Why is it that we like the old men? As a gun owner, I look at this, some of the cavalier stuff that happens up there, like the playing of games in the Senate, where they get out there and say, you know, for Lindsey Graham to get out there and say, if Garland is brought up for a vote, he passes. Why do you think we stuck you up there, idiot? Why do you think we wanted you to go up there and represent us in the state of South Carolina? We certainly didn't do it because we think you're smart. Although, you know, the support, see, that's the thing. That's the thing. Everybody there that decries Lindsey Graham, for example, cannot coalesce into one unit with one vision. They can't do it. Which is a dooming thing. They can't make themselves do it. They can't overlook this or that. There's always a reason not to like him or to like her or like him, but I like him. In the meantime, you know, these other people, somebody doesn't like them, somebody doesn't like those, and nobody gets voted for, and Lindsey Graham's of the world get reelected. And then everybody decries the apathy of the United States, or the apathy of the people. And I do agree with that in the chat room, Raven saying he's bought and paid for in the Lowcountry. I believe that. He's right out of there. He's right out of their mold. So that part of it is interesting. It's interesting in the fact that we can't manifest some united front like happened in 2010 again, and at the same time everybody complains about it. It stuns me sometimes. Some of the stuff that happens around here stuns me. All over the country. But there's other states that are better. I'm thinking about moving to one of those states. Maybe to Georgia. I just won't go to any college campuses. We'll be right back.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Last time on the firing line, and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. Although, don't call now. Too late for that. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com for weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out. You won't believe what they have in stock all the time. Yesterday, the Daily Beast bemoaned the fact that the Secret Service is going to perform background checks on all journalists who plan to attend the Democrat or Republican conventions, which means some will get background checked twice. This means, in short, that journalists will now have to undergo government scrutiny of their mental and criminal backgrounds before being able to exercise their First Amendment right. According to the Daily Beast, journalists who don't pass muster in what several complain is an inscrutable security screening process for which there is no plainly established criteria and from which there is no appeal, they will be denied credentials to cover the GOP's July 18th to 21st conclave in Cleveland, in which reality show billionaire Donald Trump is expected to be nominated, and the Democrats' July 25th, 28th meeting in Philadelphia, at which former New York Senator and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will likely be named the standard bearer, which I don't know how they know that yet. We as gun owners know how this feels. We know what it's like to be out there looking at this and saying, well, there's no established criteria. You know. Because we have long been burdened by this requirement to pass government muster before being allowed to exercise our Second Amendment right. This same press that is up in arms has very little sympathy for us and our problems, and they have no empathy as well. But journalists are now making arguments against background checks that are very similar to those made by gun owners. For example, Newark Star-Ledger Washington correspondent Jonathan D. Salant criticized background checks for journalists, saying, I personally think it's the government deciding who can and can't be a journalist. And I don't think the First Amendment allows that. Salat is surely referencing the First Amendment language. It says Congress shall make no law establishing a national religion or abridging the freedom of speech or the press. Perhaps journalists will also notice the language of the Second Amendment, particularly the word shall not be infringed. Such a tragedy for you. Then, as we get ready to go, coming from Chicago, we have this, Heidi Stevens at the Chicago Tribune. And here we are. Some of us are out there thinking, what's the best way to celebrate Mother's Day? Should we take Mom to dinner? Get her a picture of all the grandbabies? What should we do for Mom? Because she's Mom. Or if you're, you know, wanting to buy your mom something firearms related, beginner's class, an ammo, some ammo, a gun. According to Heidi Stevens, she says, my children will bring me flowers for Mother's Day, and I will be delighted. She continues, Mother's Day, despite its greeting card roots, is my favorite holiday because mother is my favorite role. It's the thing I feel most like. I'm a writer and a daughter and a wife and a friend, but I go hours and days without thinking about the ways I inhabit those roles. Mother is always with me. Flowers, though, feel inadequate this year. They feel worse than inadequate. They feel distasteful. And so, and get ready for the cruise. Australia, as you likely know, has no right to bear arms written into the Constitution. Hughes acknowledged as much in his letter, but why not amend ours, he wondered. We are astounded that the attitudes of many Americans is to fight fire with more fire rather than just put the damn fire out, he wrote. It's time the U.S. lived up to its tag as the land of the free and the home of the brave and made a brave decision. I know his words, and my repeating them will inflame the people who are incensed at the notion of further restrictions on gun ownership. But I can't think about the families I mentioned above and the more than 1,000 other families touched by gun violence this year in Chicago alone. And no wonder whether he's on to something, and not wonder whether he's on to something. Fighting fire with more fire isn't working for us. How many more children's lives will be shattered before we acknowledge as much? Fighting fire with fire is how Ms. Stevens is referring to armed Americans defending themselves by force of arms. You know, the lowest credible, estimable annual defensive gun use per year is 50,000. 50,000. Which is more than five times as much as we acknowledge in murder. Okay? Then there's numbers that are higher. 1 million, 2.5 million, 3 million. It's a net positive altogether. It's a net positive. So, in addition to the vast majority of Chirac's firearms-related homicides that are gang-related, those children are killing each other, you know? These are crimes that don't involve children, even if you conveniently count the teenage gangbangers as children. Gun control hasn't stopped the killing in the Windy City, and it's not going to. So how many more lives will be shattered before she acknowledges as much? But in reference to her wish list for Mother's Day, it's just not going to happen. When you talk about fighting fire with fire, you're talking about Americans defending themselves by force of arms. Now, you know, putting out the damned fire, that's not up to me. I don't seek out violence. Nobody seeks out violence unless you're in a gang, okay? Which is the majority of people are not in a gang. So the majority of people are not seeking out violence. What they're doing is violence visits them, and they have a choice. They can let it take them. Or they can fight back. Now, I have obligations to my family, to my friends. I have an obligation to be here because they want me to be here. So, if violence visits me, I visit violence with more violence, with inestimable violence, with horrific violence, more personal than they can fathom, and then I win that fight. And I have a lot of things that go along with that. I have a lot of baggage that occurs with that, and that's fine because I'm alive to deal with it. I didn't seek the violence to come to me. Unless somebody wants to say, well, you shouldn't have been there. You shouldn't have been there. You should. Where? I don't go anywhere that I can't go. None of these things hold any water with me. Making a brave decision doesn't mean disarming. The stupidest proposition I've ever heard is to stop crime by taking guns from the people who aren't committing crime. Go after the people committing crime. By all means, go after them. Take their guns, take their freedom. If they fight too hard, take their life. It's a growth industry. You're never going to run out of people to do it because this is the nature of man again. All you can do, possibly do, is constantly fight it and eradicate it. And that's the best you can hope for, and it's never going away. And in the meantime, while you're coming to this realization, maybe if you enlighten yourself to some point of educating yourself and saying, hey, it's never going to be this way, you can take it upon yourself also to think, and I'm not going to mess with the rights of that guy over there, because he's not bothering anybody, because that's me. That's me. I'm not messing with you. I'm not messing with them. However, if they come, I will meet them and I will deal with them. And likewise, if you come, I will fight you with everything at my disposal, no matter what it may turn out to be. I'll try to fight you in the ballot. That may not work. You may get the Supreme Court. You may turn the Supreme Court. It doesn't matter. One day, you're going to force me into a position you don't want me to be in. I won't be alone. I'm not going to lose. We're well past that point now. Way too much out there for you to stop it now. That is it for the week. We'll be back on Monday. Everybody stay safe. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained. No more waiting for the build or availability. Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add NewHarvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Is there a difference in body armor? You bet. Quality, warranty, price. Get it all from Patriot Armor. Veteran-owned and operated, Patriot Armor plates are made in America. Max-tested, independent lab certified. Come in many options and protection levels with a lifetime warranty on our steel armor plates and Viper plate carriers. Plus, industry-leading prices starting at just $149.99. Click PatriotArmorDefense.com. That's PatriotArmorDefense.com. Or call 727-280-7146. When your life depends on it, trust no other. Patriot Armor.